This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The first great sequester showdown has ended, and the White House says that President Obama will sign a bill that effectively ends furloughs for air traffic controllers. The House yesterday approved the measure, which was passed by the Senate Thursday night, and the action comes after a week of flight delays that angered air travelers and set off a flurry of finger-pointing in Washington, D.C. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's exceedingly rare in these polarized times for Democrats and Republicans to agree with near unanimity on anything. Rarer still for the House and Senate to act in what in their terms was practically warp speed. But that's what happened when angry constituents and anxious lawmakers combined this week in a perfect storm. It was no coincidence that Congress voted to give the FAA authority to shift funds around in its budget as lawmakers prepared to travel back to their districts for their end-of-April recess. Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen summed it up this way.
After the vote on this today, members of this House are going to run for the airports. They're all going to be flying home on airplanes. And yes, they will make it easier for members of Congress to get through those lines. And they will pat themselves on the back and say, job well done.
The measure allows the FAA to move some $253 million into the part of the budget that pays for air traffic controllers. Also benefiting will be the airports with control towers that operate under a contract with the FAA that the agency planned to close. Republicans argued the Obama administration and the FAA had this authority to shift funds within the budget all along, but resisted to create maximum pain for political reasons. Florida Republican John Mica.
Again, we have the resources, they have the money, and here we're giving them the final fig leaf that they have asked for and they say they need to get this done. I can tell you, if Ronald Reagan were president, we would not be in this mess. Thank you.
The furloughs, which began last Sunday, resulted in several thousand flight delays because of understaffed control towers and radar facilities. The airline industry fought hard to reverse the cuts, as did the travel industry. Eric Hansen is with the U.S. Travel Association.
We saw flight delays and cancellations almost triple from the previous week. And we know that if travelers are frustrated with the system, they're going to avoid traveling. So that has a real economic cost to the travel industry.
The money to pay for full staffing of controllers will be taken from the part of the budget that pays for airport improvements. So Hansen says the congressional action is a mixed blessing for the industry.
We're worried that we're solving this problem on the backs of airports at a time when we should be modernizing our infrastructure.
And while air travelers will no longer face furlough-related flight delays, other groups affected by the sequester aren't faring so well. Democrat Steny Hoyer argued on the House floor that there is no rescue ahead for low-income Americans or seniors.
Head Start. 70,000 children will be kicked out of Head Start. Nothing in this bill deals with them. Furloughs to cause delays in processing retirement for disability claims. Nothing in this bill deals with them. 4 million fewer Meals on Wheels for seniors. 600,000 people dropped off WIC. Nothing in here for them.
Budget analyst Stan Collender says the reason those groups were left out of the sequester fix is simple.
Their ability to generate any kind of real political pain is very, very small. And so the chances are those sequester cuts are going to stay in place. What's interesting here is that the Democrats, the administration, didn't hold out and say, all right, if you want to fix FAA, we want to fix everything. We want flexibility a lot of places.
And while White House spokesman Jay Carney says the administration views the bill as a Band-Aid covering a massive wound to the economy, President Obama does plan to sign it. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.